Leading by Example: How Greta Gerwig Upended Industry Expectations with a Movie About the Life of a Teenage Girl, by Eliza Berman. Greta Gerwig is standing at a corner in Chinatown, trying to figure out the way to Brooklyn. She's spent nearly half her life in New York City, but we're at that point in Lower Manhattan where the grid devolves into a patchwork maze. After lunch in the West Village, she suggested, on this frigid February day with flurries swirling about and a doggy bag of half-eaten pasta bolognese in her backpack, that we trek across the island, and then a bridge before she heads to pedestrian-averse Los Angeles the next day. Gerwig likes to walk, often as a remedy for writer's block. It's when you're walking, she insists, that life happens to you. Much has been happening to Gerwig lately. After a decade spent in front of the camera, she released her solo directorial debut, Lady Bird, last fall. The film has since been nominated for 5 Oscars, including Best Director. This shouldn't be any more noteworthy than another film success, but it is. Women behind the camera rarely get mainstream recognition for their work. The nod makes Gerwig just the 5th woman nominated for directing in 90 years of Academy Awards, and the first female nominee since Catherine Bigelow became the only woman to win for The Hurt Locker in 2010. That Gerwig, 34, did it with Lady Bird, which shares some DNA with her Sacramento upbringing, is remarkable, not just because it took a half a decade to make and twice as long to find the courage. Its story, about a high school senior trying out for the musical and losing her virginity and infuriating her mom and attempting desperately to leave her hometown in the rearview, is one we think we've seen, but never in quite this way. It's one of few Best Picture nominees to take a teenage girl's interior life seriously, and it's hitting its peak at a moment when teens at gun control rallies and voter registration drives are proving themselves to be concerned with much more than the world's inside their smartphones. For a movie that could easily be written off as small, no explosions or weighty historical crises here, the reception has been huge. The National Society of Film Critics named Lady Bird Best Picture, and the New York Times' A.O. Scott called it perfect. Steven Spielberg specifically requested a seat next to Gerwig at the Oscar nominees' luncheon, and Lady Bird's Oscar-nominated star, Saoirse Ronan, says that it wasn't until she saw Gerwig in action that her own dream to direct came into focus.